సో 10th Canto 7th Chapter టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 6 ది కిల్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ డీమన్ త్రిణావత్ సిక్స్త్ వర్స్ ఔత్థాని కౌత్సుక్యమనా మనస్విని సమాగతాన్ పూజయతి వ్రజౌకసః నైవాశృణోద్వై రుదితం సుతస్య స రుదన్ స్తనార్తి చరణా ఉదక్షిపత్.
The liberal mother Yashoda, absorbed in celebrating the Uttan ceremony, was busy receiving guests, worshipping them with all respect and offering them clothing, cows, garland, grains. Thus, she could not hear the child crying for his mother. At that time, the child Krishna, divining to drink the milk of his mother's breast, angrily threw his legs upward.
So, yesterday we have discussed how Mother Yashoda was celebrating the Uttana ceremony, where baby Krishna tried to turn on the bed on his own. Open the door. So then she kept Krishna under the cart. Then what happened was, after making sure that Krishna was sleeping very peacefully, Yashoda Mai went outside. So Yashoda Mai was busy with guests, right? Auttanika Autsukya Manaha. Auttanika means there is Uttana ceremony, right? Celebration of Uttana ceremony. Autsukya Manaha. She was very absorbed in, her mind was very much absorbed in making arrangement for this Uttana ceremony, right? Manasvini. She is called Manasvini here because she is very liberal. How is she celebrating this Uttana ceremony? By distributing so much charity, profuse charity to all these brahmanas who came, who are chanting the mantras. So that's why she is called Manasvini, very liberal in distributing food, clothing, ornaments, cows, right, as per necessity. So according to Garga Samhita, one demon named Utkacha, his name is Utkacha, he is also a friend of Kamsa. So Kamsa has so many friends, glorious friends. So very powerful friends. So Kamsa's style is, he has such deep yuddha kanduti, means he has so much of interest and desire to fight that he will go to different places and challenge different people for a fight. And he will defeat them in fight, and after defeating them, he will not kill them, but he will make them his friends. He will make them his servants. I will not kill you, but you should become my servant and do whatever I want you to do. That's how he has made so many friends, like Arishtasur, Bull, then Kovalayapida. So many people were there, right? So they were all defeated by Kamsa and became his servants. So those servants only Kamsa is sending one by one to protect his life. So one demon named Utkacha, so he was sent by Kamsa, right? He has a body made of air. So our body is made of earth, water, fire, air, ether, right? So his body has only one element. Remaining four elements are absent. Only air was there in his body. So so he went to the cart. Because he is kind of ghost. So ghosts, they don't have gross body, right? So his body is made of air only. So he went and entered this cart, right? And what Krishna will do is, Krishna will kick that cart, and then that cart is collapsed, means the demon is dead, like that. So that's how it happened. And this Sakatasura, he in his previous life, he was the son of Hiranyaksha, named Utkacha. So once he went to a sage's hermitage, Lomasa Muni's hermitage, and because he was having such a huge body, he went, very powerful person, he was breaking all the trees and uprooting all the trees and creating a lot of havoc. So he was proud of his huge body. Then Lomasa Rishi saw him, and said, "You evil-hearted fellow, you are so proud of your body. May you become bodiless. You will not have a body only." He cursed him like that. Then this Utkacha felt repentant and fell at the feet of Lomas Rishi and then said, "Please don't give me this kind of curse." Then Lomas Rishi, he has studied hundreds of lessons of morality from demigod Brahma. So he became a little mild and said, "Okay, may you have a body made of air. Air body you can have, one element. Instead of having no body, you can have body made of one element." So the anger of saintly persons is also a blessing. So he said, "You will have a body of air, and when Chakshusha Manvantara is completed and when you enter into Vaivastvata Manvantara, Lord Hari's foot will give you liberation. That is, Krishna's foot will give you liberation. Tasmad Utkacha Daityastu Mukto Lomasa Tejasa." So Utkacha Daityastu, Utkacha is a daitya, but Lomasa Tejasa Mukto, he became liberated by Lomasa Muni's blessing. Right? So Sabdhyo Namostu Yenunam Samartha Varashapayohu. So when such beautiful sages are giving curse also, that is a blessing only. Varashapayohu. Hare Krishna. So, yeah, that was his background story. So this fellow, Lomasa Rishi, Utkacha, or Shakatasur, he represents one anartha, right? The anartha, which is the load-carrying mentality arising out of old and new bad habits, right? So each conditioned soul is carrying so much of load, of so many bad habits, some old, some new, like that. So he represents that. And not only this life, previous life also, like lethargy, dullness, false pride, these are all different unwanted things, bad habits that a person carries. That's what he represents. So Krishna will remove that contamination of bad habits by kicking with his leg. So we need to pray to Krishna. "Oh, my dear Krishna, I am like Shakatasura, right? Shakatasura mentality is with me. Means I am carrying the burden of so many bad habits. Please kick them away with your lotus foot." That is a prayer that we need to make. So, okay, coming back to this episode. I mean, we are in that episode only. I just gave the background history of Utkacha. So, Mother Yashoda was so busy with the guests, right, taking care of this Uttana ceremony. And Samagatan Puja Yasi Vrajaukasaha. So she was taking care of all these assembled guests very nicely. Then Naivasrunod Vai Ruditam Sutasya Sa. So Suta, her son, little Krishna, he was crying. Right? Naivasrunod, she could not hear the crying of Krishna. He was crying for milk. So she made sure that Krishna was sleeping peacefully and she went to attend the guests and brahmanas. But after some time, Krishna woke up and then he was crying for mother's milk. So she could not hear that. So Rudan, Stanarti. Why he was crying? Stanarti. He was desirous of the milk from Mother Yashoda. That's why he was crying. So Charana Udikshupat. So as it is very normal for baby, infant babies, so Charana Dudakshipat. So Krishna threw his legs in the air, right, out of anger. He did not get immediate attention. He became angry and then threw his legs in the air. Right? What happened will be seen in the next verse. So before that, Chakravarti Pad makes this comment. Because she was busy exchanging pleasantries and giving ornaments, garlands, chandan, oil, sindhura to the village women. So when women come to one's house, the host lady, so it's the culture, right? At least in South Indian families it is there. So they put some kumkum on their head, right? They give some tambul, something like that, in that leaf. What is that? Panka patta. So in that they put some, banana and then give, right? They may give some sari also, you know, they may give some cloth. So like that, it's the culture. They just give so many things like that. They are giving sindoor. She was giving sindoor and ornaments because they were wealthy. She was giving ornaments also, right? So Yashoda did not hear the child. So he kicked up his feet in anger. You cannot hear me cry, so the sound of this cart breaking will make you hear the sound. That you are not hearing my sound, I will make you hear another sound. That is cart breaking, like that. So sometimes Paramatma gives us signals from inside. Right? Are galate, mat karo, mat karo, mat karo. So he keeps giving signals from inside. We don't hear that signals. We are absorbed in our own pursual of sense gratification. We ignore or we don't have the ability to hear from Paramatma. Then the Lord arranges that some bigger havoc happens and we get a bigger sound. We hear a bigger sound because of some damage that we have created because of our bad actions. Then we will come to senses like that. So Krishna, he was under the household cart, right, the Sakatasura. So he was doing like that. So Prabhupada writes that less intelligent people regard all these pastimes as mythological, right? So enjoyable and enlightening narrations. So Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami and other liberated persons following in their footsteps, we need to hear all these pastimes. If we do so, then they are very enjoyable and enlightening. Srotra manobhiramat. So when you are hearing the Sakatasura episode, it's very pleasing to the ear. A small boy crying for mother and then he's kicking his legs. It's like very pleasing to the mind and ears. At the same time, it is very enlightening. So many lessons are there in this. So that's what it is. Otherwise, why Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami, they are such exalted people, they don't have any other work or what? Why they are spending so much time? Prabhupada is so busy. Why he had to spend so much of sleepless nights to write this? So it's very important. They are enjoyable and enlightening, as Prabhupada says. Like that. Next, 7th verse. Adha shayanasya shishoranolpaka pravalamrudvam grihatam yavartata vidhastanana rasakupya bhajanam vyatyasya charkaksha vibhinna kubaram.
Lord Shri Krishna was lying down underneath the cart in one corner of courtyard, and although his little legs were so as soft as leaves, when he struck the cart with his legs, it turned over violently and collapsed. The wheels separated from axle, the hubs and spokes fell apart, and the pole of the handcart broke. On the cart there were many little utensils made of various metals, and of all of them scattered hither and thither.
So adha shayanasya shishor anu alpaka. Anu is cart. Alpaka means he's not very much grown. Krishna is very 3 months old baby, right? Adha shayanasya, the shishu, the small baby, is not very much grown. Very small baby. Pravala mrudu angri hatam vyavartata. So pravala means very tender leaf. Pravala mrudu angri. How a tender leaf is so soft. Similarly, Krishna's angri is very soft, like pravala, newly grown leaf. You can, while going back, you can touch any new grown leaf. It is so soft. Krishna's angri is also very soft. So hatam vyavartata, then vidhasva nana rasa kupya bhajanam. And that cart, when that leaf, the softest Krishna's foot, which is soft like a leaf, when it hit the cart, it just fell, it collapsed, right? The delicate legs touched it and then it collapsed. Then whatever is there, rasakopa bhajanam, so many items are there, utensils, so many things, it was loaded with so many things. So all of them fell down, like that. Vyatyasya chakraksha vibhinna kavaram. So Vyatyas, the you know, the axle connecting the wheels and all, everything got broke apart and then it collapsed completely. Just by the touch of this delicate, soft foot of Krishna, like that. So Jiva Goswami says, Krishna just touched the cart with a gesture of kicking it, right? Using one foot, not even both foot. So it fell down, everything. Everything fell down. Cart turned upside down and the utensils of gold, silver, everything was scattered here and there. So when the cart broke, the demon fell down. So leaving his body of air, how does it happen? Don't ask me. So how can one somebody have air body? And how does he leave that body? All that, not sure. I don't know. I never saw. Air you can't see. So he attained a pure spiritual body. And after respectfully bowing down before Lord Hari, in a chariot pulled by 100 horses, he went to Goloka. So some of these demons who were killed by Krishna, they go to Goloka, or they go to some other higher planets, or they resume their own previous positions. Right? There was some Gandharva or some other Brahmana, something like that. He was cursed like that. They retain their positions. Like that. So, the important point here is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Whether Krishna is a 10-year-old baby or a 10-year-old boy or 10-days-old baby or a 3-months-old baby, he can exhibit his power to the fullest extent without changing his form or attire or anything. So, Lord Vamandev is there. So he became big, so big, he became like Trivikrama, and he had to extend his foot to such a great height to penetrate the covering of the universe, right? And to kill this gigantic Hiranyakashipu, the same Lord has to manifest as Narasimhadev, right? With different features and all. But in case of Krishna, he need not do anything. He need not change his form, he need not do anything. He did not increase his form like Vamandev, Trivikrama. He did not exert so much like Narasimhadev. So much of fighting happened. So much of all this will happen. So he just kicked his foot and then it happened. He was just drinking milk and then whatever has to happen has happened. Like that. And he was absorbed in his infancy. So that is the difference between Krishna's childhood pastimes and other avatars' pastimes. Other avatars seem to work a lot. Right? They may be doing little work also, but still they are doing some work. But Krishna doesn't do any work only. He does everything like this. Right? No effort. Effortlessly he performs everything. Effortlessly he performs such Herculean tasks. Right? Effortlessly he lifts Govardhan. Such a huge mountain he lifts with his little finger of left hand. Right? That shows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of all incarnations. All his incarnations are putting some efforts, right? Some work they are doing to, you know, do their tasks. But Krishna need not do all that. Like that. Rama showed his human-like pastimes during childhood, like that. So this rare display of power of Krishna, which does not contradict the sweetness of his childhood pastimes, shows the completeness of Krishna. So Krishna displayed his power so much that Sakadasura died, Putana died, Aghasura died. Then Bakasura died. Then who else? Vatsasura died. Everyone died. Arishtasura died. He was displaying his powers, but the sweetness of his childhood is not at all compromised. Right? When Narasimhadev is just ripping apart Hiranyakashipu, you can't see any sweetness at all there. But when Krishna is ripping apart all these demons, still Krishna is sweet. Right? The sweetness is preserved. Sweetness of boyhood or childhood of Krishna, our babyhood of Krishna is preserved. At the same time, his powers are getting displayed so much. So that is the speciality of Krishna's pastimes. We can meditate on this. Sweetness and powers, both. So Brahmanda Purana says, because of entrance of Asura in the cart, wheels sank into the earth and the cart's height decreased. Now, Krishna is on the, whatever, small cradle. Right? How can he reach the tall thing? He is an infant baby. Even if he lifts legs also, maybe it's like few inches only. How can he touch the bottom of the cart? So, one reference says that, Brahmanda Purana says that, because of the weight, entrance of that asura, the cart started sinking into the earth. and cart's height decreased. Thus, Krishna's short legs were able to touch the cart. Like that. So the demon had entered the cart invisibly and he was destroyed invisibly. Nobody could see the dead body of the demon. They only saw the cart falling down. Where is the demon? No one even can figure out that there is a demon that has entered. And Krishna did the needful. So that is the expertise. Whenever we do something, we want the entire world to know it. I have done this. I am behind this whole thing. And Krishna is not craving for that credit. Right? He just does the needful and then you recognize or not, that's up to you. Right? No one recognized that there was a demon and then he was killed by Krishna. No one could understand that. But his devotees magnify this small incident of Krishna. What Krishna did is like, it may take 1 minute to do it. That 1 minute activity of Krishna is elaborated by acharyas, Krishna's devotees, so much. Right? And we are discussing every year here. Right? And this pastime is being discussed at different places in different times. Several acharyas have written, Sukadeva Goswami spoke, several acharyas have written elaborate commentaries on this. That 1 minute or half minute act of Krishna is elaborated so much. Krishna maintains a low profile, but devotees will not allow him to maintain low profile. So devotees will magnify Krishna's activities and glorify him and make him popular. Same thing, vice versa. Devotee does so much service and then he wants to hide or he wants to just keep quiet. He doesn't want anyone else to know how much service he is doing. Like Madhavendra Puri, he was doing service. Kirchhoor Gopinath has stolen the pot for Madhavendra Puri. And he said, Pratishtha. Pratishtha will come on me. I'll become proud or whatever. So let me just hide. So he just ran away. But before he reached Jagannath Puri, his fame reached Jagannath Puri. Right? So Lord wants to glorify his devotees and devotees want to glorify the Lord. So both have no intention to take credit for their actions. Although they do such wonderful actions. Like that. So Brahma says in the second canto, Krishna killed Putana when he was an infant and he overturned the cart when he was 3 months old. So simply by his crawling between the two Arjuna trees which touched the heavens, he uprooted them. Okay. So all these are mentioned by Brahmaji in the second canto, 7th chapter. Some resound is coming. Echo is coming, right? Do something. Then we'll read the 8th verse. Drishtva Yashoda Pramukha Vrajastriya Auttanike Karmaniya Samagataha Nandadayascha Dhutadarshanakulaha Katham Swayam Vai Sukatam Viparyadat.
When Mother Yashoda and other ladies who had assembled for the Uttana festival and all the men headed by Nanda Maharaj saw the wonderful situation, they began to wonder how the handcraft had collapsed by itself. They began to wander here and there, trying to find the cause, but were unable to do so.
Okay. So, Drishtva, Yashoda, Pramukha, Vrajastriya. So, everyone has seen this. Drishtva, they have seen. Who all have seen? Yashoda, Pramukha, Vrajastriya. Yashoda and so many other prominent ladies of Vrindavan, all of them have seen. Auttanike Karmaniya Samagataha. Whoever has assembled for this Uttana ceremony, they have seen how it fell down. Then Nandadaya Sadbhuta Darshanakulaha. So Nandadaya, all the Gopas headed by Nanda, they also have seen. Then Akula, Darshana. By seeing this Darshan of what? Cart falling down. Akula, they became very much perturbed. What has happened? Right? Katham Swayam Vai Shakatam Viparyagat. Katham, how did it happen? Swayam Vai Shakatam. Shakatam means this cart. How can the cart fall on his own? On its own? How did this happen? They were very much wondering. Next. Uchur Ravyajita Matin Gopan Gopis Chavalakaha Rudatane Napadena Kshiptametan Nasamsayaha.
The assembled covered men and ladies began to contemplate how this thing had happened. Is it the work of some demon or evil planet? They ask. At that time, the small children present asserted that the cart had been kicked apart by baby Krishna. As soon as the crying baby had kicked the cart's wheel, the cart had collapsed. There was no doubt about it.
Mm. So all the gopas and gopis began contemplating, right? So is it some demon or evil planet? Right? Uchur avyasita matin gopan gopischa balakaha. So they were contemplating, how did this happen? Is it the work of a demon or some ghost or something like that? So some children said, this cart was kicked by a baby. Baby means Krishna there. So that's what has happened. So Sekhatasar was a ghost and he took shelter of this hand cart. Then Krishna kicked it and the ghost was immediately pushed down to the earth. So Prabhupada explains all this. So Prabhupada also says, Angani yasya sakarendriya vrittimanti. So Krishna, with any of his limbs, he can do the action of any other limb, like that. Ananda chinmaya rasapratibhavitabhi. All his limbs are equally potent, inconceivably potent. So he does not need to acquire these potencies. All these potencies are innate in him. He naturally have all those potencies. So when the hand cart broke, an ordinary child could have been injured in so many ways. But here it is Krishna, nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to anyone. No one is affected. Only the cart is affected. Right? So, by the arrangement of this yoga maya, all the gopis and gopas thought that this accident has happened because of some ghost or some bad planet. That is what their understanding is. No one could understand that it is Krishna's wonderful potency because of which it has happened. So those who enjoy the activities of Krishna are also on the platform of Ananda Chinmay Rasa. So Krishna is on that platform and those who are enjoying his activities, they are also on that platform. So that is the glory of this whole incident and understanding of all these people. So whoever engages in hearing the transcendental activities of Krishna is not on material platform, but on spiritual platform. So these children, they were looking at Krishna and they were sure that Krishna only kicked it. And they expressed it also, honestly. But their words were not taken very seriously. Right? Nate shraddhadhire gopa balabhashitamityuta aprameyam balam tasya balakasya nate viduhum. Nate shraddhadhire gopa. So these gopas are not putting any faith in these boys' statements. Right? Boys said it. There is no faith in them. Why? Bala bhashitam. What can a child speak? He speaks rubbish. Or he may speak something sweet to hear, right? Broken words. But nothing is practical in what they speak. That's what Hiranyakashipu also thought. When he called Prahlad Maharaj, he said, oh, my child may speak something sweet, but not very much practical. But Prahlad Maharaj said, Grahamanda Kupam and all that, he spoke such a heavy philosophy. So Hiranyakashipu got bewildered. So what these boys are saying is innocent truth, whatever they have observed. But they said they ignored it, that it is Bala Bhashitam. Aprameyam Balam Tasya Balakasya Nate Viduhu. So although Krishna has unlimited powers, aprameyam, still, because of their prema, they could not understand that Krishna could have done this. Right? Because they were overcome with prema for Krishna, they could not understand that Krishna could have done this. Right? What the children were saying cannot be taken seriously in any context, right, in any way. Because they were overwhelmed with prema. It doesn't make any sense to them. It's not at all logical. Right? An infant baby, 3 months old foot, kicked the car and the car fell down. It's not making any sense to them. Like that. So out of affection. Although Krishna is very powerful, his devotees, out of affection, they cannot understand that Krishna could have done such a glorious or whatever adventurous act. When Krishna went to kidnap Rukmini. So Krishna, you know, defeated Jarasandha many times, right? Krishna killed so many demons. Balram has witnessed personally all of this. But still, Balramji thought that, hey, Krishna is going to kidnap Rukmini and so many enemy kings will attack Krishna. Krishna will be in trouble. How can he alone fight with all of them? How will he protect Rukmini and then come back to Dwarka? He was so overwhelmed. Balramji, right? He took a big army and then he went towards this Kundinapur, right? So on the way, he also started fighting and all this happened, right? So that is the thing. So Shukadeva spoke on this Yashodamayi's prema. They could not understand since they were overwhelmed by prema, but other statements could enlighten them. But even cowherds did not believe the words, since children spoke them. Right? If even the cowherds did not believe, definitely the gopis could not believe. Gopas could not believe. Men are more logical compared to women. Women are generally emotional. Right? That is feminine nature. But even men also could not understand. They were overwhelmed with affection and prema. They could not think in a logical way. So if they did not believe, how can the gopis believe? But Krishna, what he will do? He is crying for me. Yashodama is convinced about it. All the gopis were convinced about it. Next, 11th verse. Rudantam sutamadaya Yashoda grahashankita krutasvasthyayanam vipraihi suktaihistanamapayayat. So, rudantam sutamadaya. Rudantam. So, this child Krishna was crying. So, sutam adaya, Yashodamayi went and picked up Krishna, Yashoda, grahashankita. So, Yashodamayi was thinking about grahas. Some bad planet must have captured Krishna. It is causing some trouble to Krishna. She was thinking like that, grahashankita. Kritasvasthyayanam vipraihi. So, whenever some calamity comes like this, the habit of all these Vrajavasis is to go and take shelter of the Brahmanas, civilized Brahmanas. Please chant some Swasthyayanam, auspicious mantras for our protection, like that. So then she called for experienced Brahmanas to chant Vedic hymns. Right? Krita Swasthyayanam Vipraihi. Suktaihi Stanam Apayat. After she requested the Brahmanas to do some chanting of mantras for protection, she also fed Krishna her own milk, right? Stanam apayayat. That is the immediate care she took. So one is for future protection, okay, or to undo some evil spirits or something like that, Brahmanas have to chant. To make sure that the child is in good health, right, and as a display of intense affection for the child, so mother will immediately give the child milk. Right? That's what Yashodama is doing, right? She knows how to act appropriately for the protection of her child. She did that. Two things he did. And 12th. Purvavatsthapitam gopair balibhissa parichidam viprahutvarchayam chakrur dadhyakshata kushambubhi. So purvavatsthapitam gopair. All the gopas came together. And purvavat sthapitam. So the cart fell down. All the utensils were, going here and there. So they kept the cart as it is. Right? They lifted the cart and kept it like that. And then they put the utensils and all properly. So balibhi sa parichidam. So balibhit means who all have done this? Who are very strong and stout. Right? Such a heavy cart. To put it back now, we need some pailwans. Right? Some Pailwan gopas came and then did this act. So parichadam, with all paraphernalia they kept on the cart. Then vipraha hutva archayan. So vipras, all these brahmanas, they were doing all the ritualistic activities. Right? Dadhyakshata kusuma kushambubhi. So by the use of dadhi, curd, akshata means grains of rice. Right? Rice sometimes is mixed with some haldi, right, that yellow turmeric, and that is called akshata. So that they do kusha grass, Then Ambubi, water, Achaman water or water, purified water. So with all this they were doing some ritualistic ceremonies, okay, ritualistic activities. Right, Brahmanas performed a Graha Homa. So because Brahmanas were also not aware of Krishna's power. Brahmanas were giving blessings. Oh, Krishna, may Lord protect you, right? Our Brahma Tejas will protect you, whatever. They were also giving blessings to Krishna. Because they also can never understand Krishna's protection. After all, they are also Vrajavasis. They are also living in Vrindavan. So Brahmanas performed a Graha Homa for general protection using ghee, Vedic mantras, like that. So Chakravartipad says that these gopas restored the cart, they kept it as it is, because for this cowherd men, this cart is like a worshipable object, right? So that is the main shelter of the cowherds. They consider it as an abode of Lakshmi. They consider it as a storehouse of accumulated wealth. So for all the villages, you see, bullock cart or this hand cart, they are all very important elements. So for a city person, this may not be very important. It may not be so worshipable. But for cowherd men, that is very worshipable. Like that. So they were worshipping the cart. So Yashoda and Nanda also performed activities. Now we have seen what Yashoda has done. She fed Krishna milk and she engaged Brahmanas in doing all that. And we also saw how some, you know, Pailwan Gopas came and then restored the cart. Then we will see from 13th verse onwards what Nanda has done for Krishna's protection. Yesu Yanrata De Dambershya Himsamana Vivarjitaha Natesham Satya Shilanam Ashisho Vifalah Kritaha Itibalakamadaya Samardyajur Upakritaihi Jalaihi Pavitraushadibhir Abhishitya Dvijottamaihi Vachiyitva Swastyayanam Nandagopas Samahitaha Hutvachagnim Dvijatibhyaha Pradat Annam Mahagunam.
When Brahmanas are free from envy, untruthfulness, unnecessary pride, grudges, disturbance by opulence of others, and false prestige, their blessings never go in a vain.
Stop there. So, ye asuya, anruta, dambha, irsya, himsa, mana, vivarjitaha. So, why every time they seek blessings of Brahmanas, right? Why can't they seek blessings from some workers there or some other people there? They are seeking blessings of Brahmanas only because Brahmanas are so pure in their character. They don't have this asuya, means jealousy, untruthful. Asuya means envy. They don't have that. Then anrita means falsehood, untruthfulness, right? Not speaking, lies. Then dambha, no pride. Irsha, no grudges. Himsa, no violence, right? So then mana, no false prestige. Vivarjitaha, they are completely devoid of all these negative qualities. That's why natesham satya shilanam asisho vifalah kritaha. Because they are so satya shila, their asisha means blessings, vifalah kritaha, that they will never go in vain. So when a brahmana of this kind of character blesses someone, their blessings will never go in vain. That's why one should always try to seek blessings from people who are of pure character. Their good wishes, their blessings, the pleasure of their hearts because of our actions will act as a great boost to our progress in our life, success in our life, both materially and spiritually, like that. So our Nanda Maharaj was convinced of the potency of Brahmanas. He was very confident about the qualifications of the Brahmanas. So their blessings will make Krishna and everyone happy. That's why he is seeking blessings from all of them. So Krishna is very self-sufficient, right? He doesn't require anyone's blessings. Yet he took blessings from all these Brahmanas. Nanda Maharaj may engage them in giving blessings. Krishna, he did not protest. One is he is absorbed in the role of an infant baby, right? So he just took, accepted all the blessings. Even when Krishna was grown up also, when he was entering Dwaraka or leaving Hastinapur, when all the Brahmanas were blessing him, Krishna just accepted them. In Dwaraka, so many times, so many Brahmanas come. Krishna went and worshipped them. Sudama, he worshipped him. And that messenger from Rukmini, he worshipped that Brahmana, like that. So Krishna accepts blessings from Brahmanas also. Okay. So Brahmanas must ultimately be Vaishnavas. Vaishnava, he has already acquired qualifications of a Brahmana, like that. So Prabhupada gives a warning to ISKCON Brahmanas. Warning, suggestion. So ISKCON Brahmanas must bear in their mind great responsibility to be truthful, control mind and senses, be tolerant and so on. So Brahmana means not one who has daga. So I am a Brahman, I have no daga. Last initiation list, my name is so that is one way. That Brahman is like not just the daga. So Brahmana is these qualities. Ye asuya anrita dambha irsha himsa mana vivarjitaha. All these negative qualities one has to give up. No envy, that makes one Brahmana. No daga, that's not a big thing. Of course, you cannot say like that. But that is also needed. But the spirit of the Brahmana is more important than the externals of a Brahmana. Like that. Birth. Brahmanical birth, that is not very important. Right? What is important is the qualities of a Brahmana. Because the external qualities of being a Brahmana will not satisfy the Lord. These Vaishnava qualities only will ultimately satisfy the Lord. What does Prahlad Maharaj say? Manye dhanabhi jana rupa tapasrudhoja teja prabhava balopaursha buddhi yoga. Right? Naradhito. Naradhanam. No. Last line is correct. What is the third line? Naradhanaya hi bhavanti parasya pumsa. Bhaktya tatosha bhagavan dhagdevate par. There may be 12 qualifications of such exalted people. None of them will be satisfying to the Lord. Okay. So considering this, Nanda Maharaj soberly took Krishna in his lap and invited truthful Brahmanas to perform rituals, etc., according to Vedic hymns. Then he bathed Krishna with pure herbs and water. There was a fire ceremony. He sumptuously fed the Brahmanas. So like that, Nanda Maharaj also did something for protection. Then, in this verse, in this purport, Prabhupada also explains about the varieties of ingredients and prasad. Pavitra Ushadhi, so Pavitra Patra, Nimba, Bel, so many other details are given. Annam Mahagunam, 13, 14, where is the last line, you see? Pradat Annam Mahagunam. So there was a distribution of prasad also. Annam means food. Annam Mahagunam means aromatic food. Right? Nanda Maharaj performed this sacrifice and then fed the Brahmanas very tasty and aromatic food. Mahagunam means food with so many qualities. Right? So, Prabhupada speaks about those things. So in Bhagavad Gita he quotes, it enjoys, 18.44 enjoins that human society must be given protection, must give protection to cows and encourage agriculture. Then there are four kinds of prasada. Charvya, chushya, lehya, peya. Chewed, licked, tasted and drunk. So uncivilized men living in jungle, being unqualified to produce food by agriculture and cow protection, may eat animals. But a perfect human society advanced in knowledge must learn how to produce first class food simply by agriculture and cow protection. So food comes from agriculture and cow protection, not from slaughterhouses. Prabhupada says that also. Many cultural aspects are also mentioned. So that is the little longer purport. 16th verse. Gavasarva gunopeta vasasra grukma malini atmajabhyudayarthaya pradatte chanvayo jata.
Nanda Maharaj, for the sake of the affluence of his own son Krishna, gave Brahmana's cow fully decorated with garments, flower garlands and gold necklaces. These cows, fully qualified to give ample milk, were given to Brahmana in charity. The Brahmanas accepted them and bestowed blessing upon the whole family and especially upon Krishna.
So Nanda Maharaj gave Brahmana's cows, right, decorated with garments, all that, and Brahmanas gave blessings, okay, to Krishna. So he gave cows for Krishna's prosperity after destroying all disturbances, but this was only a symptom of his affection for his son, which was his goal of life. So Nanda Maharaj giving cows, so many cows, and such profuse charity to Brahmanas is mainly meant for his for the protection of Krishna, and that is only a symptom of Nanda Maharaj's affection. But how much affection Nanda Maharaj has? His entire life is dedicated for protection of Krishna. The goal of his life is to protect Krishna and serve Krishna. And this is a symptom, external symptom of his protection. Giving charity is not a big deal for Nanda Maharaj, right? For protection of Krishna. So that is the point mentioned. And 17th verse. 17th verse explains who are these Brahmanas, right? Already we have 13th verse beginning we had ye asunya, andruta, damba, irsha, mana vivarjita, himsa mana vivarjita. They are devoid of all these negative qualities. And more is mentioned here. Vipramantra vidho yukta tairya prokta stathasishaha sishaha nanishvala bhavishyanti nakadachit apisputam. Who were completely expert in chanting Vedic hymns were all yogis, fully equipped with mystic powers. Whatever blessings they spoke were certainly never fruitless. So Brahmanas are mantra vidha, means they are expert in chanting, right? Mantra vidha. Vipra mantra vidho yukta. So yukta. So yukta means they are yogis with mystic powers. Mantra vidha, yukta, 2 points. Then, because they are mantra vidha and yukta, tairyaha prokta statha asishaha na nishvala. Their blessings will never be fruitless. Because they are so potent. They are so mantra vidha and yukta, and etc. So that is mentioned here. So in every transaction with other members of society, Brahmanas are certainly dependable. So protection comes from these Brahmanas who are so powerful. And Acharya say that this yukta word is used specifically to explain that these Brahmanas were devotees. Yukta. Same yukta tamo mataha. All this we hear, right? So it's not that Veda Vida, Mantra Vida is the only qualification of these Brahmanas. Veda Vida, Mantra Vida means knowers of Vedas and knowers of mantras. But yukta means they were also engaged in devotional service of the Lord. They are devotees. They are bhaktas. So, Bhagavan Brahma Karsnayana Tri Ranviksha Manishaya Tad Adhyavasat Kotastho Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet. So, after reviewing the Vedas 3 times with his great intelligence, Brahma said that the process which produces prema is the highest, right? That bhakti is the highest, right? He mentioned that in 2nd canto. So these brahmanas were those bhaktas, those who are having that bhakti. That's why they are described here as yukta. Yukta means actually devotees, like that. So that is how the Sakatasura episode is completed. Now we will see another episode. So, in the beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj requested, Yena Yena Avatarena Bhagavan Haririshwaraha, in that line. So, please describe other childhood pastimes of Krishna also. He described only Putana. Then, one by one, chronologically, our Sukadeva Goswami is describing. He began with Uttana Ceremony, then killing of Sakatasura. Next, he will describe about Trinavarta, from 18th verse till 30th verse. Should we take a break or shall we continue? We'll take a break for 2 minutes. Hare Krishna. Eighteenth verse. Egadarohamarudham Lalayanti Sutam Sati Garivanam Shishor Vodham Nasehe Girikutavat.
One day, a year after Krishna's appearance, Mother Yashoda was patting her son on her lap. But suddenly she felt the child to be heavier than a mountain peak, and she could not longer bear his weight.
So, Ekada, one day. Ekada means one day. Sarvada means all days. Kada means someday. Like that. So, Ekada, Aroham, Arudham. So, our Krishna was Aroham, Arudham. He is sitting on mother's lap, right? Lalayanti, and Mother Yashoda was doing that lalan, patting child Krishna. He was just 1 year old at that time. Lalayanti Sutam Sati. This Sati, Mother Yashoda, was nicely patting child Krishna. Then suddenly what happened? Garimanam Shishor Vodhum. Garimano. Krishna has increased his weight. And he became very heavy. Garima. Anima, Mahima, all that are there, right? Sometimes one siddhi is to become so heavy, another siddhi is to become so lighter than feather. Lighter than feather, heavier than mountain peak. Like that. Garimano Shishor Vodum Nasehe Girikotavat. The weight has become as heavy as a mountain peak. Krishna, small 1 year old baby, became heavy like a mountain. So Yashodamai could not tolerate that weight. So can we sit like that? The other day you were sitting, right? Is there one person sitting behind? You are all hardly 12-13 people. Sit in a circle. That would be nice. I like that arrangement. Yeah, Prabhu is there. Follow. From Rasanand Prabhu to Ajay Gauram Prabhu. They are the ends of this semicircle. Sati. So Sati, this word is specifically used here because Mother Yashoda was knowledgeable of how to care for Krishna. That's why she was described as Sati. Sati. So she was not able to carry him for with her own strength at this point. Okay, and she was alone at that time. So when two pastimes happened. More could have happened, but like two pastimes specifically happened when Yashoda and Krishna were alone. So Damodar Leela and this. Both begin with Ekada. Ekada Aroham Arudham Ekada Grahada Chishu Yashoda Ananda Gehini. So it's like that. So Lalayanti. So mother is lifting the child. So sometimes now mother lifts the child and then she takes the child up and then catches. It's like this. That is also Lalayanti. So Mother Yashoda was doing like that. Then Krishna became heavy. Why Krishna became heavy? Because while Mother Yashoda was lifting Krishna up slightly, maybe a few feet above the ground level, Krishna felt that I want to go up in the sky. Right? I want to go far above. Far above that Yashodamai cannot reach that height. So while living in Vraja, I do not deserve to be covered up or restricted at all. Right? So I will go up. So Yashoda can only lift me a little, but I want to play in the sky. Who will take me? Oh, this fellow is coming, Trinavat. I will use him for a ride. Like that. So Krishna, what this whole pastime is Krishna's desire to go up in the sky. Right? A byproduct is Trinavarta was killed. Like that. That's a secondary thing that happened. So just like Jagai Made also, Yanamai was desiring for a ride and Jagai Made took him for a ride. Like that. And that's why Krishna increased his weight. And another reason why Krishna increased his weight was that Trinavarta is going to come. Kamsa had sent. Trinavarta is a virulent demon. If he comes closer to Mother Yashoda, his aim is Krishna. But Yashodamai was along with Krishna, Yashodamai will get affected. So Krishna, by increasing his weight, he had sent Yashodamayi away. He made Yashodamayi keep Krishna on the ground, not even on the bed. If Yashodamayi keeps Krishna on the bed, what will happen? Bed will break. Because he was so strong like a mountain peak, so heavy like a mountain peak, bed cannot tolerate that weight. So Yashodamayi could understand this. So she kept it on the, she kept the child on the ground. So he wanted to protect Mother Yashoda by sending her away. And why Yashodamayi had to go outside at this point? Means leaving Krishna alone on the ground, she went inside to take care of household duties or whatever, call brahmanas. Like Krishna was left alone at that point. That is by Lord's Leela Shakti only. And another point here is, Krishna, so many heavenly ladies were desiring to see Krishna. Krishna wanted to give darshan to all these ladies by going up. Krishna went 800,000 miles up above the ground level. 800,000 miles. Pranavarta took him so high. So he gave darshan to all the heavenly, you know, people. Like that. So I'm just recollecting whatever details I remember. As the pastime goes, we can see more specific details. So Krishna has displayed his Aishwarya Shakti at this point. He is the source of everything. Janmadhyay Sayataha. That's how Bhagavatam begins. So he assumed weight, heaviness of the entire universe. Right? So at any point Krishna can manifest any opulence. Right? He can just change gears like anything. Sometimes he can be like lighter than feather. Sometimes he can be heavier than a mountain peak. Sometimes he can be heavier than the universe also. That's what is happening now. So this Yashodamayi had to put Krishna down, right? So that Trinavarta can get an opportunity to play with Krishna for some time, like that. So 19th verse. Bhumau nidhayatam gopi vismita bhara pidita mahapurusha madhyayo jagatam asa karmasu adadhyo. So bhumau nidhayatam gopi. Here gopi is Mother Yashoda. Sometimes Sukadeva Goswami very lovingly addresses Mother Yashoda as gopi. Gopika sutaha. So the word gopi is so sweet that word reminds one of Vrindavan. Reminds that personality's connection with cows, cowheads, right? And the entire ambience of Vrindavan is reminded to the reader by the word gopi. That's why he addresses Yashodamayi as gopi a couple of times. Gopika sutaha. And prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapta vimuktidat. What is that? Naimam virincho nabhavo nashri rapyanga samshriyat. Prasadam lebhire gopi. This gopi, Mother Yashoda, right? What she got is more than what Shiva and Brahma and Lakshmi got. That will come next in Damodar Leela. You are familiar with these verses, right? So you will become. Today only we began. So bhumau nidhayatam gopi. So she kept Krishna on the ground. Bhumau nidhaya. Vismita. She was so astonished. So far I was caressing my child. He was on my lap. I was patting him and I was lifting him. So how come he suddenly has increased his weight? Vismita. She was so astonished. Bhara pidita. And she was troubled by the bhara. Means the weight of Krishna. Right? Vismita bhara pidita. Then what she did? Whenever you are attacked by a trouble, one has to remember the Supreme Lord. That's what she is doing. Mahapurusham adadhyav. Mahapurusham adadhyav. So Mahapurusha refers to Lord Vishnu or Narayana. Nanda Maharaj worships Narayana in his house. Adadhyav. She took shelter of Narayana. Right? Jagatam asa karmasu. So as if the weight of the whole world asa karmasu in her household affairs, he became, not like that. Jagatam is as if the whole weight of whole world refers to Krishna's heaviness. This asa karmasu means after taking shelter of Lord Narayana, she went into her household duties. Karmasu refers to her household, the regular household affairs. So because of Lord's Yogamaya or Leela Shakti, Yashodamayi, although such an astonishing thing happened, she was astonished. She took shelter of Narayana, and as if nothing very serious has happened, nothing happened that has to be given immediate attention, she went into household affairs. She kept Krishna there and she went to attend some household affairs. It doesn't seem that she is going into panic immediately. Right? Like one explanation is like that. So that is because of Leela Shakti. How can Krishna be left alone by Yashodamayi at this context? It is Krishna's illusion only. Krishna made Yashodamayi leave him alone there and then go inside the house. She took shelter of Narayana, and she, there is another mention that she also wanted to call Brahmanas also, and she is engaged in household affairs also. So Krishna was left alone at this point by Yashodamayi only because of Lord's potency, like that. So that Trinavarta can come and take Krishna away, and Yashodamayi should not get troubled because of that, like that. So we actually, within Krishna's belly, entire universe is there. Right, in Damodar Leela also this aspect comes. So entire universe is there in Krishna's belly. How can someone bind entire universe? That's why Yashodamayi was unable to bind in the beginning. But at the end, she could bind. Means she bound entire universe, Yashodamayi. And now, at that time, Yashodamayi bound the entire universe within Krishna's belly. Now Yashodamayi was experiencing the heaviness of the universe within Krishna's belly. She experienced that. So Jiva Goswami says, she placed him on the ground, fearing that the bed could not bear the weight of the child. Like that we have already discussed. So Krishna is heavier than the heaviest. Maya tadamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina, he is all pervading. So nachaham teshu avasthitaha, he is yet not everywhere. So all these are there. And Yashodamayi cannot understand all this philosophy. What she can understand is, he becomes so heavy, let me take shelter of Narayana. That's all she could manage to understand. That Bhagavad Gita philosophy she cannot remember at this point. So she was taking shelter of Narayana for Krishna's protection. And she also wanted to call Brahmanas to counteract the situation. Right? And then engaged in household affairs. Like that. So actually Yashodamayi was glancing towards Vaikuntha also at this point. Oh Lord, I am worshipping you so much. You only have given me this child. Now, astonishingly, this child has become so heavy, so you only can protect him. So she was taking shelter, like that. Next, Anandavadnamajampu says that by the sweet will of the Lord, Yogamaya influenced Yashoda's mind. Without the slightest worry, she left Krishna alone outside the house. It's not even inside the house. If Rilwind comes inside the house, so much destruction can happen. Everything is happening outside Nandamara's house. She left Krishna alone outside the house and went inside to perform other domestic duties. Mother Yashoda had no idea that she had left Krishna in a dangerous position, only by Krishna's potency. Yashoda's bewilderment had no apparent cause other than the all-powerful manifestation of Krishna's majesty. Right? Otherwise, Yashodamayi cannot be so neglectful. If he's so heavy, she would have stood. She would have kept him on the ground, stood there, and then cried for some assistance. Someone will come and then something would have happened. Without any fear, she kept there, took shelter of Narayana, fine, went and engaged in household duties. That is like very surprising, but that happened by Krishna's potency. Daityo namna trinavartaham kamsabhrityaha pranoditaham chakravata swarupenam Jaharasi Namarbhakam.
When the child was sitting on a ground, a demon named Trinavarta, who was servant of Kamsa, came there as whirlwind at Kamsa's instigation and very easily carried the child away into the air.
So Daityo Namna Trinavarta. There is one Daitya. His name is Trinavarta. So that fellow came. Who is he? Kamsa Bhritya Pranoditaha. Kamsa Bhritya. He is the servant of Kamsa. Okay? Not Krishna's Bhritya, Kamsa Bhritya. So Pranoditaha. He was engaged in this service by Kamsa. Okay. Chakravata Swarupena, in what form he came? He came in the form of a real wind demon. Chakravata. So, Jaharasina Marbhakam. So, Jahara means he swept away. Asinam Arbhakam. Arbhakam here is Krishna. So Krishna was, what he is doing? Asinam. He was sitting on the ground. Right? He just swept him away. In the real wind, Krishna was also just going like this. Just one moment back, Krishna became heavy like a mountain peak. At this point, when Trinavarta came, he became lighter than a feather. When real wind comes, when so much of wind comes, what is lifted in the air is some leaves and some dust, something which is very light. That only is lifted. So Krishna became like that, very light, lighter than a feather. So like that red string is moving, right, with air. So like that Krishna became so light, and then he was going like this. So later he again manifests heaviness. That will come soon. So Arbhakam means Krishna appeared like a small child, hiding his powers at this point. In fact, reducing his powers at this point. Reducing means manifesting no powers at this point, so that this fellow can take him up. So basically Krishna wants to fulfill his desire of seeing the heavenly, of giving darshan to heavenly ladies, or going up, right, he wants a ride. So to get our work done, sometimes we may have to, you know, hide some things. So Krishna is doing that with outside people. Okay. So for Yashoda, Krishna became heavier than the heaviest, but for Trinavarta he became lighter than a grass. So this was Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Krishna's blissful transcendental pleasure. So this whirlwind demon, he was naturally destructive, very powerful, and without countermeasure. Right, he was very inimical also. So first Kamsa had sent Putana. She was a baby killer. She has a form. She could change her form, right? But Krishna killed her. Then he had sent Sakatasur. He has no form, right? Krishna killed him. He killed the form. He killed the demon who has a form, or who can change her form. He killed her, and then later he killed Sakatasur, who did not have a form. So this whirlwind, Trinavarta, is described to be having a form and having no form also. Simon Achintya. This fellow is Achintya. Inconceivable. Simultaneously having and not having a form. When whirlwind comes, that you can see some form is there, but you can't consider that a form. Right? So Krishna killed him also. Whatever it may be, in whichever way you attack, you cannot attack Krishna. You cannot cause any trouble to Krishna. That is proved in this pastime. Gokulam sarvam avrinam mushnam chakshum sirenubhi irayan sumaha ghora shabdena pradishodishaha. Gokulam sarvam avrinam. Entire Gokul was covered by this wind everywhere. It's sarvam avrinman. Then mushnan chakshumsi. What is the effect of this whirlwind? Mushnan chakshumsi means, chakshum means eyes. That power of vision is covered. Although people have full eyesight, no spats also, they can see everything clearly, but when Trinavarta came, no one could see anything. Right? Mushtan chakshumsi. He has taken away the power of vision. No one can see anything, even the nearest object. Right? I'm sitting here, I can't see this glass also. So it has become like that. He has covered everyone's vision. Then Renubhi Irayan. Renubhi means dust particles. Irayan. He was vibrating with dust particles. Right? Otherwise he could not steal the child. Then Sumaha Ghora. He's very fierce and very heavy. Then Shabdena Pradishodishaha. Shabdena means not just this, he's covering the eyes and all. He made a tumultuous sound that entered all directions. Shabdena Pradisho Dishaha. Like that. These are the effects of Trinavarta. So the body of Trinavarta is made with full of high winds and dense covering of dust. Right? Resembling the body of a diseased man, infected with ignorance and passion due to fever and cough. This is a description of Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Although a crooked person may externally show some sweetness, he will never let anyone enter his bitter heart. Just as excessive wine drinking covers the intelligence and makes one go crazy, Trinavarta covered all directions with dense darkness. As a battlefield fills with darkness due to the movement of masses of elephants, similarly Trinavarta's whirlwind body enveloped Vrindavan in dense cloud of darkness. So these are some analogies given by Anandamayi and Champu. Right, dense cloud of darkness. Right, that is battlefield analogy. Like that wine drinking, some of the examples. Then 22. Muhurtam abhavat goshtam rajasatam asavritam sutam yashoda na pashyat tasmin yat savati yatah. So muhurtam abhavat goshtam. You can read the translation.
For a moment, the whole pasturing ground was overcast with dense darkness from the dust storm, and Mother Yashoda was unable to find her son where she had placed him.
So muhurtam abhavat goshtam. For a moment, moment is muhurta here. So the whole pasturing, goshtam means the pasturing ground, right? That was covered with dense darkness. Rajasa tamasavratam. So rajasa is not passion here. Tamasa is not ignorance here. What it means is, tamasa is darkness, rajasa means raja, dust particles. So the, for a moment, entire pasturing ground was covered with dust and darkness. Dust storm, filled with darkness. So Yashoda was unable to find her son, right, where she placed him. Sutam Yashoda na apashyat. Sutam Yashoda na apashyat. She could not see him. Tasmin nyastavati yataha. Right, wherever she had placed him, she could not find. So this rajas and tamas, if you take the regular meaning of being passion and ignorance, when a yogi's heart is pure, he can see everything. Okay, when a devotee's heart is pure, he can see everything with clear vision. But when his heart is covered with rajasa and tamasa, passion and ignorance, then he cannot see things. Just like all these vrajavasis, when their atmosphere was not covered with any of these whirlwind demon effects, they could see everything. But when it came, when this rajasa and tamasa, dust particles and darkness came, then they could not see anything. Similarly, we also need to understand this point. Na apashyat ashyanatmanam param chaapi vimohitah tadavarta nisrishtabhihi sarkarabhir upadrutah.
Because of the bites of sand thrown about by Trinavarta, people could not see themselves or anyone else, and thus they were illusion and disturbed.
Okay. Sharkaradibhir upadrutaha. So, you know, na apashyad asyanatmanam param chaapi vimohitaha. So, this bits of sand was thrown by Trinavarta, that is Sharkaradibhir upadrutaha. So, people could not see themselves or anyone else. Na apashyad kashyana atmanam. So, kashyana means others. Atmana means oneself. So, one, they could not see their own selves and others also. Right? It has become like that. So horrible. So, and thus they were illusioned and disturbed. Right? So they could not even see others. They could not even hear others. That is like so disgusting. The person is right next to me. I cannot see him. I cannot even hear him. If I cannot see him again, at least I will speak. Aray, catch all right, that also is, they are unheard. Right? That is so disappointing. Right? You are in a great trouble. You have no means to express it only. Right? Nobody is hearing you. So they were in that kind of state. Vimohitaha. They could not search like that. Iti kharapavana chakrapam suvarshe sutapadavim abalavakshyamata atikarunam anusmaranty shochat भुवि पतिता मृत वत्सका यथा गौः.
Because of the dust storm stirred by the strong whirlwind, Mother Yashoda could not find no trace of her son, nor could she understand why. Thus she fell down on the ground like cow who has lost her calf and began to lament very pitifully.
So Yashoda could not find any trace of Krishna, and she could not even understand why it happened. At least when somebody does something to you, then you are feeling bad. At least if you know the reason, there is some kind of pacification. She doesn't know what happened. Suddenly her beloved child is taken away from her. No one knows the reason. So frustrating experience, right? So she was feeling like that. So feeling like a cow that has lost her calf and began to lament very pitifully. Right? Khara pavana chakra, very strong whirlwind attacked. Right? Pamsu varshe, showers of dust and dust particles are coming. Asuvachat, she lamented extraordinarily. Like that. So by his powers, Krishna made himself invisible to everyone. So though she was enlightened by the Lord, through his Leela Shakti and her motherly affection, she became overcome with pain of not seeing Krishna and unable to search, and she began to lament. So Mother Yashoda is an exalted eternal associate of Krishna. Why she is so bewildered? Why she is so frustrated? Why she is lamenting so much? So lamentation is the sign of ignorant people. Right? Why she is lamenting? Because of the influence of her of Leela Shakti, because of her motherly affection. Right? These two. So she became overcome with pain of not seeing Krishna, and she is unable to search. Now you are unable to see and unable to search also. But if you are not seeing something, you will search and then try to find it out. Right? The ability to search was also taken away. And then the object is also went out of sight. That is very frustrating. So all this is caused by Trinavarta. And Trinavarta will experience all this. Remember what all Vrajavasis went through. Vrajavasis are unable to speak. Vrajavasis are unable to hear. Vrajavasis are unable to see. They were just lamenting. Right? Especially Yashodamai. So Trinavarta will, by causing such trouble to devotees, can anyone escape? And Krishna is right there. So Krishna will also make Trinavarta go through all these kind of experiences. So she lamented so pitifully, and her lamentation, because of her lamentation, even stones and wood will break. So pitifully she lamented. Right? She was completely incapable of searching. Abala. She was described as Abala here. That is about the lamentation of Mother Yashoda. Then we'll see the lamentation of other gopis. Ruditam anunisham yatatra gopyo brisham anutapta dhiyo shrupurna mukha rurudir anuparavalabhyananda sunam pavana uparatapam suvarsha vege.
When the force of dust, storm and winds subsided, the Yashoda's friends, other gopis, approached Mother Yashoda, hearing her pitifully crying. Not seeing Krishna's presence, they too felt very much aggrieved and joined Mother Yashoda in crying, their eyes full of tears.
So all the other gopis, elderly gopis, they were also having equal amount of affection for Krishna. Like Yashodamai. Almost they are almost having the same affection for Krishna. So this verse describes the wonderful and transcendental attachment of the gopis. So the center of all the activities of the gopis was Krishna. When Krishna was there is happiness. When Krishna is not there, there is only unhappiness, nothing else. The only happiness in their life is Krishna's presence, Krishna's activities, to see Krishna, to serve Krishna, to feed Krishna, to play with Krishna, or to love Krishna, to caress Krishna. That is the only happiness that they have in their lives. So all the neighboring gopis, hearing the... Now he went up. He's going up. So slowly the things are settling down in the earth. on the surface of the earth. So neighboring gopis hearing repeatedly crying within Yashoda's house, they went there and they did not see Krishna. So they were also in sorrow, tears, they started weeping. So anutapta dhiyaha, or anutapta dhiyaha can also be read as anurakta dhiyaha. Anutapta dhiyaha means, tapta means they were experiencing lamentation. They were pained. Right? Their mind and their hearts were pained. Anurakta dhiyaha means that was pained with affection. Lot of affection was there. That's why they were feeling that lamentation. They were attached to Nanda and Yashoda. And they are unable to see. So Nanda Sunu. Now Nanda Sunu is missing. Following Nanda's lamentation, everyone lamented. Now Nanda Maharaj is also lamenting. So because the people were crying in pain, Krishna decided to end this pastime. Because Krishna, what he does is, oftentimes, he gets into some trouble, right? And he makes his devotees cry. And when he realizes that these devotees will die now, then he will come out of the trouble and give them happiness. But when these devotees are experiencing that trouble, because Krishna is in trouble, the affection, the spiritual affection of these devotees towards Krishna will increase thousands of times. Already they are at an exalted level, that will increase even more. So Krishna wants to give that experience of staying high, right? Stay high. So he wants to give them that experience. Stay high spiritually. So next, Trinavarta Shantarayo Vatyarupadharo Haran Krishnam Nabhogato Gantum Nashaknod Bhuri Bharavrit. So now what happened, what is happening on the earth is described. Now what's happening in the sky will be described. Read.
Having assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind, demon Trinavart took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna became heavier than demon, demon had to stop his force and could go no further.
So this fellow was flying up and up and up and up. Right, 800,000 miles high into the outer space, Trinavarta went. Right, so far Krishna was like lighter than a feather, so he could take him up. Then once he went up, Krishna increased his weight. Right, he became heavy. So demon felt overburdened. Right, Nashaknod Bhuri Bharabrut. He was unable to tolerate the weight, bear the weight of Krishna. He was unable to go further, any further. Shantarayaha, right? His course, the way he is going up, that force has been reduced. Shantarayaha, right? The force of the blast reduced. Vatya Rupa Dharaha. He had assumed the form of this whirlwind. Vatya Rupa. So, Haran, Krishna Nabho Gato Gantum Nashaknod Bhuri Bharabhut. So he was going up and he is unable to bear that weight. Okay, so Prabhupada gives some points here. Mahima Siddhi of Krishna versus Trinavarta. So Krishna is exhibiting this Mahima Siddhi, becoming heavier than the heaviest. And this Trinavarta, he also may have some demoniac powers, but they are nothing in front of Krishna's powers, Krishna's mystic power. He is Yogeshwara. So devotees also can have mystic power, right? Devotees will automatically have mystic power, but they do not compete with Krishna. When the demons are having mystic power, they try to compete with the Lord and his devotees. Right? But when they compete, they will be defeated by Krishna. That's what is happening to Trinavarta. But devotees, although they have mystic powers, they do not exhibit those mystic powers. Definitely, they don't want to compete with Krishna. They just surrender to Krishna. And they will never use those mystic powers for personal sense gratification, like that. Even if they employ, that is only for the service of Krishna, like that. So, very nicely, Prabhupada writes about mystic power, possessed by Krishna, possessed by demons, and possessed by devotees. Right? That is mentioned in this. So, Prabhupada also speaks about these bogus bhagavans, karmis, yogis, jnanis, artificially try to compete with Krishna, like that. Tamasmanam maha manyamana galayagrihita utsrutam atmano gurumattaya galayagrihita utsrashtam nashaknot adbhutardhakam.
Because of Krishna's weight, Drunavart considered him to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. But because of Krishna had caught the demon's neck, demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden.
Tamasmanam manyamana atmano guru mattaya. So this Trinavarta was experiencing such heaviness, right, of Krishna. So atmanah guru mattaya, because of being heavier than he could personally perceive. Okay. Atmano guru mattaya. Gale grihita. Gala pagalya. Right, he is unable to move. One, he is unable to bear Krishna's weight, and he is unable to throw him out also. You are trying to lift it. Right, you are unable to lift it, you leave it. Now this fellow is unable to lift him also or leave him also. Right? Just like Vrindavan Vasis were experiencing. They are unable to see, they are unable to hear. Right? They are unable to search. They were in such a frustrated situation. Same thing is, this fellow is also experiencing. Krishna will also give that same experience. If one troubles devotees, he has to go through the reaction. Right? Krishna will not leave that fellow. So, gale grihita, utsrushtam. So, Krishna has just caught this person's neck, right? And utsrushtam means he is trying to give up, but na ashaknot. He was unable to give up. Unable to release Krishna, unable to throw him. Just like same thing happened with Putana also. Earlier she just nicely took Krishna in her lap and then trying to feed Krishna her milk. Then she wanted to throw Krishna away from her body. But Krishna is not living. Pakad ke rakha. Right? He is not living at all. So same thing happened with Trinavarta also. Trinavarta wants to release. When you try to attempt something which is beyond your capacity, right, initially there is a lot of confidence, but in the middle if you want to give it up, you cannot give it up. You are caught up there. Right? So all these people are attempting something beyond their capacity. Right? At this point, they are unable to give up. Just think before you enter. That is your caption, right? What is that? Think before you leap. Right? Before entering some arena, you should think whether it is it. Am I the right person to do it? Do I have the qualification and capacity to do it? One has to think. These fellows were overconfident. And Kamsa is sending them. So that's what will happen. So Krishna caught the demon's neck. He was a wonderful child. So playing the part of a small child, Krishna seemed afraid of falling from the height and therefore clung to Trinavarta's neck. Very beautiful. Very sweet. The sweetness of a infant is also preserved, and Krishna is showing powers also. Now you try to lift the child or something like that, and if he feels that I may fall down, he feels fearful, he tightly holds you. See, you take a child's hand, he tightly holds you, right? That is natural for an infant child, a 1-year-old baby. So Krishna was thinking that I may fall down, and then he caught him tightly, right? Very innocently he caught him. But Krishna's powers will not leave, right? So, Trinavarta was getting troubled. When Krishna was holding Trinavarta like this tightly, it appeared that Krishna was like a blue locket around his neck. Blue locket. He is so huge, right? And Krishna is a small 1-year-old baby hanging around his neck. It appeared as if he is wearing a blue locket. Right. This is the description of Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Beautiful, right? So Trinavarta could not take away the child, as he was heavy like a sapphire mountain. Right? He is like a sapphire, but like a mountain, sapphire mountain, blue sapphire, right? So now he could not throw him also. Then this would be the last time for Trinavarta's yogic power to exhibit. He will die by the arrangement of Krishna. So, and Krishna also, his desires were fulfilled now. He got a nice ride. He desired to fly in the sky high. He enjoyed the ride. And he gave darshan to all the heavenly ladies. Right? Now it is the time to move. Right? He increased the weight. Right? Kaam ho gaya. Then let's do something. Like that. So, that is Krishna's expertise. Next. 28th verse. Galagrahana nischeshto దైత్యో నిర్గతలోచన అవ్యక్తరావో న్యపతత్ సహబాలో వ్యసుర్వ్రజే. సో గల గ్రహణ నిశ్చేష్టో, బికాస్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ హోల్డింగ్ హిజ్ నెక్ సో టైట్లీ. నిశ్చేష్టో మీన్స్ నో చేష్ట, నో యాక్టివిటీ, హీ కెనాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్. హీ హెల్ప్లెస్లీ వాజ్ హ్యాంగింగ్ ఇన్ ద స్కై, వాజ్ అబౌట్ టు ఫాల్ లైక్ దట్, చోక్డ్ అప్. హీ కుడ్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్, హీ కుడ్ నాట్ మూవ్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఆర్ లెగ్స్ ఆల్సో. నెక్స్ట్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ నిర్గత లోచన, హిస్ ఐస్ పాప్డ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ప్రెషర్, రైట్? సో మచ్ ఆంక్ బార్ ఆరే, ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ కమింగ్ అవుట్. దెన్ అవ్యక్త రావహ, వెరీ నైస్ థింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ టు హిమ్. అవ్యక్త రావహ మీన్స్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ స్క్రీమ్ ఇన్ పెయిన్. వెన్ యూ ఆర్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ పెయిన్, అట్లీస్ట్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ద సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ వెన్ యూ cry out, or when you cry, he does not have the ability to cry also. He cannot scream also, just like gopis, right? So they could not see Krishna, right? They could not hear what the other person is saying. They could not even search for Krishna. They were completely kept in a helpless situation. Same thing is happening to Trinavarta also, right? He was feeling pain, he is unable to express that pain, he is unable to scream for that pain. Nyapatat saha balaha. So he fell down with the child. Nyapat, that means he fell down. Saha balaha. Bala is Krishna here. Along with Krishna he fell down. Nothing happened to Krishna. He fell down. He was down and then Krishna was up above him. Like that. Vyasuhu. Lifeless. Right? He fell. So he fell on his back with all his limbs spread out. Then Putana frightened the Vrajavasis by her loud wailing while she failed, while she... fell at her feet, fell down in Vrindavan. So Trinavarta died in the sky, but by being choked. So Putana fell down to the ground and then she was lying on the ground. She died on the ground, but Trinavarta died there only. Right? What happened to him is he just fell. Right? So it appeared that the demon merged in Krishna's effulgence as lightning merges in dark monsoon cloud. Then the demon and the infant fell from the sky onto a boulder. This is what Garga Samhita explains. So Krishna is like monsoon cloud and he is emanating such effulgence, and the demon, he was like a lightning into that dense cloud. That's how Garga Samhita explains. Then when they crashed on the ground, the demon died. But Krishna landed safely on the earth. When Krishna falls, na, it's like safe landing, the parachute. An expert parachute, whatever, player, right? He comes safely, lands, right? Krishna safely landed like that. Nothing happened to him. He's a one-year-old baby only. He did not do anything to increase his powers or manifest a different form. Right? So, seeing this amazing feat, the Vrajavasis is filled with joy. Then, though appearing as a mere baby, Krishna proved his supremacy, right, by displaying his unlimited potency. So this Trinavarta, who showered dust, rain, clumps of earth all over Vrindavan, touched Krishna's body and attained the supreme fortune of becoming eligible for liberation. Thus Trinavarta did the best possible act to purify his family line. Like that was his fortune also. Let's see what happened after Trinavarta fell on the stone.
Tamantarikshat patitam shilayam visirna sarva vayavam kalaram karalam puram yatha rudra sharena viddham striyo rudatyo dudrushusametah తమ అంతరిక్షాత్ పతితం శిలాయాం. ఫ్రమ్ అంతరిక్ష మీన్స్ ద ఔటర్ స్పేస్ హీ ఫెల్ ఆన్ ది శిలా. శిలా మీన్స్ బౌల్డర్, రైట్, ఎ స్టోన్. దెన్ విశీర్ణ సర్వ అవయవం కరాళం. సర్వ అవయం, ఆల్ ది బాడీలీ లిమ్స్ వర్ స్కాటర్డ్ అండ్ సపరేటెడ్ అండ్ డిస్లోకేటెడ్, రైట్? పూరా యూ సీ అసెంబుల్ సమ్ మెషిన్, రైట్? యూ రిమూవ్ ఆల్ ది స్క్రూస్, right? They just go out like this. It happened like this to this fellow. Then
Puram yatha rudra shareena vidham. So when like Tripurasur is there, right? Puram yatha rudra shareena. Rudra is Shiva. Shareena means his arrow. By Shiva's arrow, the Tripurasur's fort, it got destroyed, right? Same thing happened to Trinavarta. Something similar happened to Trinavarta. So he fell on a stone area. So he did not fall on a muddy area. He fell on a stone area. It's all Krishna's Leela Shakti. Right? So stone means his body will get affected. Muddy area means, right, it will create some disturbance there. Right? Unnecessary kichad ho jayega. Right? Then where he fell, when Trinavarta kidnapped Krishna, then Yashodama was crying, weeping like a cow who lost her calf. All the elderly gopis were sitting around her and pacifying her and consoling her, and they were also weeping. They were also equally affected by this incident, right? So all these ladies were sitting at one place and crying. So Trinavarta fell at a place very close to where these ladies were crying, and his limbs were dislocated so that the ladies can immediately go to the place and then rescue Krishna. Like that. Krishna did not fall some other place. When you go 800,000 miles high and you fall from there, what is the probability that you will fall right in that village only? In Vrindavan only. Right? He fell in Vrindavan. That too where? Where his mothers were weeping. Right? It's all Krishna's inconceivable potency. Directly from there he fell down. Without causing any harm to anyone. Like that. So Putana also crushed trees, but none of the Vrindavan vases were affected. So Krishna had Trinavarta fall near the woman so that they could see it, because he wanted to extinguish their grief quickly. Right? Others were also in grief, but mother's grief was much more than the other Gopa's grief also. This is also another Vatsalya pastime only. Since they were lamenting intensely, it's like that. So then Prabhupada also says, devotee's lamentation is also like bliss. In transcendental life, as soon as devotees of the Lord merge in lamentation, they immediately experience the Lord's transcendental activities and merge in transcendental bliss. These, few minutes when Krishna went up and then came down, all the mothers there along with Yashodamayi, they were weeping for Krishna, and their affection for Krishna increased millions of times. Right? That is bliss only. You are so absorbed in Krishna, what else is needed? For a devotee, absorption in Krishna is very high. That is a source of bliss. These were explaining, these devotees were experiencing bliss, not lamentation actually. Actually, such devotees are always in transcendental bliss, and such apparent calamities provide a further impetus for that bliss. Like that. So, this Trinavarta, when he fell down, he fell like this, on the back, and his chest was intact. Why? Because Krishna was playing there. All his limbs got dislocated, his back was broken, all damage, whatever damage could happen to his body, happened. But his chest was intact. So that Krishna was there. If you are in touch with Krishna, that part is like protected. Remaining parts are gone. Like that. So now 30th verse explains Krishna's condition and Vrajavasi's reaction. Pradaya matre pratihritya vismita Krishnam chatasyo rasilambhamanam Tvam swastimantam purushadanitam Vihayasa mrityu mukhat pramuktam Gopyascha gopah kilananda mukhyam Labdhva punah prapurativa modam.
Read. The gopis immediately picked Krishna up from the chest of the demon and delivered him, free from all inauspiciousness, to Mother Yashoda. Because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger and misfortune. The gopis and cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, were extremely happy.
Tasya urasi lambhamanam. So Urasi, Lambhamanam. So Krishna was situated on the chest of this fellow. Trinavarta. Swastimantam. Krishna was endowed with all auspiciousness. He was looking so auspicious and happy, very fortunate and very healthy. Right? He was not at all affected. He just went for a ride and came back. He was looking fresh. Right? Then Purushada Neetam Vihayasa. Purushada means man eating. Purushada, one who eats human beings. Purushada Neetam Vihaya. He was taken away by a man eating demon into the sky. Right? But still, he was swastyayanam, swastimantam. He was happy. Swast, swastike. Mrityu mukhat pramuktam. He was liberated from the mouth of deathly demon. So, Vrajavasis were thinking like this. Right? Krishna is very in proper condition. So, Krishna just came out of the mouth of death. They were seeing like that. Liberated from the mouth of deadly demon. So, who became happy with Krishna as his food? He wanted Krishna as his food, but he became the loser, like that. So he was unhurt. Krishna was unhurt, undisturbed, free from misfortune. He was playing and enjoying on the chest of Trinavarta. So this is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. So in any condition, Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. There is no unhappiness for Krishna. So others perceived the difficulty, but demon's chest was sufficiently broad for Krishna to play. Right, you just give some space to an infant child, he'll just go into that space only and play. So, Trinavarta's chest was broad enough. So, now the happiness of Gopas and Gopis is explained. So, mothers are vismitaha, surprised. Prahu ativa modam, enjoyed so much bliss. Gopas and Gopis picked up Krishna effortlessly, who was clinging to the demon's broad chest. Right, they picked now effortlessly. Earlier, Yashodamayi could not pick him up. Yashodamayi felt so much heaviness. Now Krishna is like normal now. He is not like light like feather. He was not like heavy like mountain peak. He was of the weight of, you know, a 1-year-old baby. Right? They picked him. The gopis are mentioned first here because they became more joyful than the gopas also. Right? Because their anxiety when Krishna was taken away was more than the anxiety of the gopas. Their happiness when Krishna came back was more than the happiness of the gopas. Right? To the extent you love someone, to the extent you are affectionate towards someone, to that extent you will feel, you know, pain or happiness in his absence or presence. Right? Means gopas also love Krishna so much, but in this case, all the mothers, motherly gopis, their affection was, you know, little more than the gopas also. Like that. The cowherds, of course, were joyful, having attained him again, after escaping from Potana and after being born. So, he was as if born again. Krishna was born again. So, later they put the dead body in the Yamuna. Trinavarta's dead body was put in Yamuna. You can remember. So, and this did not decrease Nanda Maharaj's affection for him. Because Krishna was saved from such a great danger, any person with some common sense, you can think that Krishna must be a special personality. No infant child could be protected from this danger. They saw he was going so high, right? In real wind, he was just going up and up and up and up and up, and then he fell down and he was safe. What is the probability of his being so safe? So anyone can, with little common sense, with using little intelligence, you can understand that he's not an ordinary child. Right? When you understand that he's not ordinary, the next feeling is you develop some reverence towards him. Affection will reduce, reverence will increase. But in this case, these gopas and gopis, their affection was not reduced by this incident. It only increased. Their affection for Krishna increased a lot in spite of Krishna's exhibition of so many powers. Right? Now, let's see how the sweet gopis, how gopis sweetly chastised Yashodamayi. So, gopis picked up Krishna and then brought the child Krishna to Yashodamayi and said, Yashoda, you have no right to embrace this child. Right?
How can you leave the child on the ground? Right? How can you not attend to the child? You should always protect him. You should always keep the child with you. Right? Because you left Krishna neglectfully on the ground, this whole incident has happened. You have no right to pick up the child or embrace the child. Right? So they kind of chastise Yashodamai. Unless you love so much the person, you cannot chastise Yashodamai like that. Because they love Krishna so much, they are chastising Yashodamai like that. It's not a breach of etiquette or offense or something like that. Everything is happening out of affection only. And Yashodamai said, she is Vrajeshwari, she is Vrindavaneshwari, but still, she can receive chastisement by the loving gopis. Because they love Krishna ultimately. So Yashodamai said, she was innocently saying, my child has become heavy like a mountain. Right? That's why I kept him down. Right? It's not my intention to leave him like that. It's not my intention to neglect him or ignore him and just take care of my household duties. Because earlier she was bewildered by Krishna's potency only. That's why she kept him there and then went inside to take care of household duties. But Yashodamai was not aware that she was bewildered by Krishna's potency, so that Krishna can enjoy a ride. See, she was not aware, but she was being blamed now. Yashodamai was blamed that you neglected Krishna. What kind of statement it is? And Yashodamai had the maturity to accept it, has the innocence and simplicity to accept it. She felt that, oh, it may be my mistake only, something like that. So, if we are blamed for being neglectful in our services, we get offended. Everything I have done very diligently, very carefully. You may say like that. But Yashodamai, she was also being blamed. So she said, I don't know. Right? That is because he became heavy like a mountain. That's why I kept him on the ground. Then the whirlwind came and took him. She innocently said. Then Gopi said, Yashoda, don't lie. How can your boy become heavy like a mountain? He is lighter than a flower. He is so light. Light like a flower. How much effort you need to lift a flower? Anyone can lift. And you are saying that he is like heavy like a mountain? So you have no right to touch the child. They were saying like this. But of course, they gave the child back. But they were also upset. Then Yashodamai spoke to Rohini. See, fate has given me only one son. Then I do not have many sons also. Okay? But to that one son, so many dangers are coming at every moment. Right? Shakadasur came, then Putana came, now this fellow, Trinavarta came. She didn't know all these names. But so many difficulties are coming on my child. Today he escaped the death's mouth. If he had died, what would have happened to me? What would I do? Where will I go? How will I live? Right? Many demons who are strong as thunderbolts and terrible to see hate my son. They are hating my son. Oh, fate, how will we be happy? My wealth, body, palace, and many jewels are all only so my son will be happy. They are existing only for the happiness of my son. I will worship Lord Hari, give charity to do great public welfare works, build hundreds of temples, then my boy will be happy. He will be freed from all dangers. So she was thinking like this. And she was telling Rohini like this. Then my boy will be victorious. My son will make me happy. I will become a blind stick, immobile with bliss. My dear Rohini, I will take my son and go to the kingdom of fearlessness. Yashodamai was saying like this. Then Brahmanas came. Brahmana said, oh Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamai, don't worry, we'll chant mantras. Right? So we will protect your son. Right? He will live for a long time, don't worry at all. There is nothing to worry. Like that. Then Brahmanas did so many rituals for protection. And there were few verses also given. May Lord Damodara protect your feet. May Lord Vistarastva protect your knees. May Lord Hari protect your thighs. Like that they have chanted more mantras. Kavacha, protection mantras they have done. So like that episode ended. Now we have not discussed who Trinavarta was in his previous life, right? So Trinavarta was a king named Sahasraksha. Okay. He was ruling Pandya Desha. So he is a devotee only.
But he had, you know, many wives, 1,000 wives. So with these 1,000 ladies, he was enjoying so nicely in river Reva. Right, on the shore of river Reva, he was enjoying nicely with so many people. So when Durvasamuni came there, this Sahasraksha failed to offer respects to him. Then it also said that Sahasraksha was cursed by Durvasamuni because Sahasraksha was appearing naked in front of Durvasamuni. Right? So Durvasamuni cursed him. Right? You don't know how to behave. So many ladies are there, you are just enjoying with them. When I came, you did not even offer respects, so I curse you to become a demon like this. So then he became a demon. So evil-hearted one, become a demon. When the king fell at his feet, oh king, the touch of Krishna's form will give you liberation. So Durvasamuni gave that shapa vimochan also. So this Trinavarta represents false pride. Okay. Potana represents pseudo-guru. Sakatasura represents burden-carrying mentality, right, of previous habits, old bad habits. Trinavarta represents false pride arising from material scholarship, right, that gives rise to bogus philosophies. Okay, so dry reasoning, dry logical arguments, all these are representing Trinavarta. So that's how the Trinavarta episode ends. Anandavrindavan Champu gives the concluding remarks. Though happy, Yashoda felt somewhat anxious and confused by the unusual event. In this state of bewilderment, she said, "Where is he? Where is he?" Compassionately taking charge of Yashoda, the Vrajavasis gradually nursed her back to consciousness. She was very much shocked. The shock, Vrindavanvasis experienced this shock so much, very often. So, now we have another episode. The response of Nanda Maharaj and other Vrajavasis. Next three verses. Aho abhataadyadbhutamesha rakshasa. बालो निवृत्तं गमितो भग्यात्वनः हिंस्रस्वपापेन विहिंसितः कलः साधुसमत्वेन भयाद्विमुच्यते.
It is most astonishing that although this innocent child was taken away by the rakshas to be eaten, he has returned without having been killed or even injured. Because this demon was envious, cruel and sinful, he has been killed for his own sinful activities. This is the law of nature. An innocent devotee is always protected by Supreme Personality of Godhead, and a sinful person is always vanquished for his sinful life.
Okay. Prajavasis are explaining, expressing their astonishment and joy. Aho, batadya adbhutam esha rakshasa. It's very wonderful incident. Himsraha swapapena vihimsitah khalaha. Okay? Himsraha, this envious and polluted fellow, demon, swapapena, by his own sinful activities, vihimsitah. He was tormented by his own sinful activities. Khalaha, he's a villain. Khala. So that is the law of nature. One will be tormented by one's own sinful activities. So Trinavarta is like this. Then, what about Krishna? Sadhu samatvena bhayat vimuchyate. So sadhu, an innocent, sinless person, who is samatvena, who is equal to everyone, he is bhayat vimuchyate, he is relieved of all fear. Krishna is a sadhu, right? He is samatvena, he has equality. A small infant child is there, he is equal to everyone. He is not discriminating. He is an innocent person, sinless person. So he is protected by the Lord always. So Krishna is also protected by the Lord. Like that. So demon was a cheater, khala, violent, without a reason, himsraha. He died because of his sins. Like that, they were kind of discriminating. So, very astonishing incident. So what is so astonishing? Because of his own sin of stealing the innocent child, demon was destroyed. Though Krishna was only a child, he is saintly, then regarding enemy and friend equally, samatvena, he was released out of danger. Right? That is the wonder. Because Krishna has no means to protect himself. Only Lord protected him. And Trinavarta, right, he's so powerful, still because of his sins, he was destroyed. That is the understanding of the Vrajavasis. They were comparing these two characters, Krishna and Trinavarta. So Prabhupada says, Sadhu life means Krishna conscious life, innocent devotional life, he says. So sadhu means one who is fully devoted to Krishna. Bhajate mam ananya bhag. And this whole incident increased the parental affection of all these Vrajavasis, right, who are unaware of Krishna's powers. Then that increases their faith on Lord's protection also. Lord Narayana is protecting Krishna so nicely. That increases their faith also. Like that. So, yeah, six kinds of surrender are there. Out of them, faith is one. Rakshayasyati Vishwasaha. Ultimately, Krishna will protect us. So, devotee has faith on Krishna's protection. So, that is mentioned. Example is Prahlada Dhruva. They both had that faith. So, our only business is to become Krishna conscious and depend fully on Krishna for all protection. Like that. So, again, out of joy, they considered their good fortune. If anything auspicious, inauspicious had happened to Krishna, we will have died. We would have died. So, that Krishna is unharmed is a result of heaps of pious activities. That is their understanding. Kimnastapascheernamadhokshajarchanam Pureshtadattam utabhuta suhrudam sauhrudam yatsampareta punareva balako dishtyasvabandhun pranayan upasthitaha. So they were considering that Krishna's safety was because of our piety. We must have done heaps of pious credits, that's why Krishna is protected. That is their innocent understanding out of their simplicity. They said, Nanda Maharaj and other people have said, we must have performed previously kimnaha tapas cheeranam. Number one, tapas cheeranam means austerities for a long time. Number two, adhokshaja archanam. We must have worshipped the Supreme Lord, adhokshaja. Three, putra means we must have done so many public welfare activities like building roads, canals, wells, ponds, temples, gardens, all that. Then, ishta. Fourth is ishta. We must have done so many sacrifices, fire sacrifices, Vedic study, guest reception, then worshipping of Vaishvadevas, all this we must have done. Then five is dattam. Dattam means protecting those who are surrendered, non-violence, giving charity. So we must have done all these kinds of pious activities. That is why we got this result of having Krishna back safely in our hands. Like that. So Nanda Maharaj is confirming piety gives protection here. So by all these activities, tapascheranam, adhokshajarchanam, putra, ishta, so by this one will become pious. Okay. So, and will become happy even in material conditions of life. So, because the items were offered to the Lord, they all produce bhakti. So, all these mere performance of all these activities, sacrifices or whatever, worship and austerities, etc., they will give piety. But if all of them are performed as an offering to Krishna, all these activities will become devotional service, bhakti. Okay, all these elements could be performed with bhakti and without bhakti. One can give charity with bhakti and without bhakti also. Like that. Next. Here tapas actually refers to Ekadashi fasting. Right? Putra refers to building ponds or temples for the Lord. Like that. So it's not public welfare activities in connection with devotional service. Austerities in connection with devotional service. Like that. Then 33. Drishtvadbhutani bahusho Nandagopo Bruhadvani Vasudeva Vacho Bhuyo Manayama Savismitaha. So seeing so many such remarkable incidents in Mahavan, so Nanda Maharaj was astonished and he remembered Vasudeva's words. Same thing he did after Putana's killing also. Now also he did that. Okay. So Mahavan is a place of great disturbances. Right? So, there were many other remarkable incidents famous with Mathura people. Okay. So, Nanda Maharaj suggests that he was the protector of earth and gives bliss to Vraja. Nanda Gopa suggests. The word Nanda Gopa is used here. Like that. So, Krishna thought now, I killed Trinavarta, covered by passion and ignorance, who thought he was important and took me away. I shall now bewilder my own people. So Krishna thought like this. After this whole incident, Krishna thought, I have killed Trinavarta. Now let me bewilder my own people, Vrindavan Vasis. Right? How? He will show universe in his mouth to Mother Yashoda. This universe display in mouth will happen twice. Okay? Very briefly it is described here. And in the 8th chapter, it's again described elaborately when Krishna is little more grown up. 34th verse. 34 to 37 describes this incident. 34. Ekadarbhakam adayam svankam aropya bhaminim prasnutam payayam asam stanam sneha pariplutam.
One day, Mother Yashoda, having taken Krishna up and placed him on her lap, was feeding him milk from her breast with maternal affection. The milk was flowing from her breast and the child was drinking it.
So, ekada arbhakam adaya svankam aropya bhamini. So, Mother Yashoda once took Krishna in her lap and prashnutam payayam asa. So she was feeding milk to Krishna. Then stanam sneha pariplutha. Sneha pariplutha means that whole feeding process is happening with full affection and love. Right? Sneha pariplutha. So now what's going to happen is Leela Shakti will show powers within Krishna to Yashodamai to pacify Yashodamai. Right? Yashodamai has become dried up because of previous fears and worry about future disturbances. So previously so many things happened and Yashodamai was worried and she was anticipating some future disturbances also. To pacify her, Leela Shakti manifested this pastime. Right? So Bhamini means she was naturally endowed with all good qualities. Right? She was submerged completely in the affection for her son. So Yashoda now sees Virat Roop in Krishna's mouth. So, Pita Prayasya Janani Sutasya Rucharasmitam Mukham Lalayati Raja Jrumbhato Tadrushe Idam Khamrodasi Jyotirani Kamashah Suryendu Vahinis Vasanam Bhumischa Bhimscha Dvipan Nagamstad Dharidruhitir Vanani Bhutani Yani Sthirajangamani. So, all this, whatever is described in 36th verse, Kham Rodasi. Then Jyoti, Anikam, Asha, all these are the details of the universe. Right? Pita Prayasya means this child, Krishna, she was about to finish drinking the milk. Right? Ruchirasmitam. He was fully satisfied after drinking milk and he was smiling. Ruchirasmitam. Then Lalayati. Yashodamai was patting Krishna and rubbing his body softly. Right? Then Lalayati, then Jhrumba, then Krishna was yawning at this time. Right? Jhrumbataha, Krishna was yawning. At that time, so he almost finished drinking milk, he was smiling nicely. At that time he felt little sleepy or whatever and he was yawning. When he yawned, within his mouth so much of creation is seen. So Kham, sky, Rodasi, higher planetary systems and earth, then Jyotirankam, means Jyotiranikam, so many luminaries were seen. Okay, then directions, then Surya, Indu. Surya Indu means sun and moon, then fire. So many details are seen like that. So rivers, mountains, forests, Sthirajangamani, all moving and non-moving entities, everything we have learned in third canto and second canto, all of them are seen. Entire creation chart, animation, fully animated is seen within Krishna's mouth. This is all by the arrangement of Yogamaya. So Krishna was kind enough to show his mother Virat Roop in his small form so that she could enjoy seeing what kind of child she had in her lap. Like that. So another version was that Krishna, while Yashodamai was kissing Krishna, then she saw in his stomach the universes. Like that. So Janani and Sutaya, these two words are used in this verse. That is a description of great affection between both of them. Janani, Sutaya. So this pastime of having the universe in the belly belongs to Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, who is an expansion of Krishna. At the time of destruction, the universe enters his body in a fine form. Like that. So Krishna is exhibiting that now. So then Yashodamayi was astonished. Heart throb for Yashodamayi. Saviksha Vishwam Sahasa Rajan Sanjata Vepatu Sammelya Mruga Mrugasvakshi Netre Asit Sumismita. So by seeing this whole astonishing things, phenomena within Krishna's mouth, so Yashodamayi was a little bewildered. Right, Sanjata Vepatu, her heart was beating. Right, Suvismita, very much astonished. Right? So Yashodamayi's response towards this Yogamaya's influence is described here. So Yashoda thought Krishna must have had some disease. She closed his eyes to meditate on Vishnu. Like that, oh my Lord, please protect my child. Like that. Then she was also described as Mrugasavakshi. Mrugasavakshi means the eyes of a fawn. Right? A deer. Deer's eyes. She became very restless, expecting another danger. Glanced around, trembling, like a frightened deer. So she was feeling like that. Jiva Goswami says, Yashoda's eyes were beautiful with joy, glowing because of her astonishment caused by her motherly affection for Krishna. Like that. So the relationship between Mother Yashoda and Krishna is so pure, filled with maternal love. So she did not very much appreciate the exhibition of these powers of Krishna. When a child shows some great prowess, parents might feel, hey, my child is so big and so high. But here, Yashodamayi did not appreciate at all. Krishna's display of power in killing demons did not curb their prema. Rather, the ocean of prema increased due to appearance of anxiety. Okay? So, this testing energy became servant of Yashoda's prema. So, Krishna displays his Aishwarya Shakti, right? So, Krishna, Yashodamayi was thinking that what happened to my child? She did not feel that, hey, my child is so special, right? My child is so great. That feelings never entered her heart. She was only thinking that Krishna is my subordinate. Krishna is a dependent person on me. If I don't feed him, he will die. If I don't discipline him, he will become indisciplined. Right? That was the only feeling. So, when Yogamaya or whatever, Krishna's energies are displaying these powers of Krishna in front of Yashodamayi, they were trying to test Yashodamayi. But what Yashodamayi did was, she made the testing energy of Krishna as her servant of her prema. Her prema is increasing only. Hey, my son is deceased. Did he have some disease? Why so many things are seen in his mouth? She felt like that. Her prema increased, not decreased. So whatever powers of Krishna were trying to test Yashodamayi, they were become servants of her prema by increasing her prema. They could not induce even a slight iota of reverence or feeling in Yashodamayi that my son is special. Right? They became servants of Yashodamayi. In front of Yashodamayi, all these Aishwarya Shakti, all Shaktis of Krishna are nothing. Right? They cannot have any influence of Yashodamayi. They cannot cause any transformation in her love. Right? In fact, when they try to exhibit their powers, Yashodamayi's affection is increasing only. Like that. So she did not need to find some other cause. The cause of her disturbance was deep prema alone. Right? Although she is disturbed by seeing that exhibition of power of Krishna, that disturbance was caused by her prema. Right? Lord's energy occasionally appeared to test Yashoda, but she made that energy a servant of her prema. Like that. Thus, that is the fortune of that Shakti. The testing energy of Krishna has become so fortunate and reached the success of her servitude. The Shakti of Krishna has received the success of her servitude by increasing Yashodamayi's prema, by becoming a servant of Yashodamayi's prema. You're able to get this very fine and deep insights into the pastime. When testing energy comes in front of Yashodamayi, Yashodamayi makes that energy her servant. And by becoming the servant of Yashodamayi, the Shakti's life has become successful. The Shakti becomes successful not by successfully testing and testing Yashodamayi, but by failing in her attempt to test Yashodamayi, and by becoming a servant of Yashodamayi, the Shakti's life has become successful. Clear? Like that. This is Vrindavan. Thus the Shakti, reaching the success of her servitude, gave joy to her mistress Bhakti and Yashoda by creating astonishment. Like that. Okay. Some say that there are two extra verses in 10.7. Okay. Fine. So that is the end of Trinavarta episode. Oh, 1 o'clock only. We are fast today. The main things were already completed. So we'll start next chapter. I anyways got prepared to. Yes, Prabhu. Take mic. We'll take a 5-minute break and then we will start each chapter. Oh, today is revision, huh? Okay. Then each chapter will take more time. Then we'll stop here. Yes, we have some questions. Within a village, Nandamara's house is quite opulent and elaborate. It is said that Yashodamayi had hundreds and thousands of servants. To accommodate them, Nandamara's house has to be big. It is said that Nandamara's has 9 lakh cows. Right? To accommodate such a huge goshala, his house has to be big at least. Right? So all this, it's quite big. That's what I know. I don't know the many details. Nanda Bhavan, it is said Nanda Bhavan, his palace. See, it's a palace of village. It's not a palace like Mathura Palace or Dwarka Palace. So there is opulence within village also, there is opulence within city also. Right? In a traditional city, traditional village, you see so many wealthy people are there. So wealthy Vaishyas, wealthy agriculturalists, right? They also have a very elaborate house, but it is more suiting to the ambience of village. Right? They may not have ACs, they may not have coolers, they may not be having such sophisticated arrangements. But it is said that rubies and emeralds are bedecked in the pillars of Yashoda, pillars of Nandamara's house. It's palace only, but more suiting the village environment. Nanda Bhavan. No, it is palace, Prabhu, no doubt. As you mentioned and we hear, Nanda Bhavan only. It's palace, it's not like a hut. Right? But more like a Vrindavan palace, not Mathura palace, or Dwarka palace. Palaces also can be different types, right? Tomorrow there is amras, mango juice. All of you can take mango juice and make mango juice before taking. So morning 7:30 you go to kitchen and make. It may take 1 hour or so, whatever. 13 of you are there, 14 of you. Okay. Any questions? Yes, Subal Brand Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhu, can you explain more about this demons showing anartha, something like that? Because when we see Putna, she is depicting the false guru. So from her activity, it's clear that she is making the false form and then like that. But in case of Shaktasur, you mentioned that he represents the
mentality of
carrying the loads and of
loads of previous habits, bad habits.
So how we understand that through his activities, and similarly the Trinavad who is showing false pride. So how his activity is showing these particular aspects?
Yeah, Trinavarta went so high, right? So high in the sky, right? Going high. So he was representing the anartha of being falsely proud of one's ability to logically present things, drive philosophy, logic, right? So that's what it represents. He went so high, right? 800 miles high. High pride. Like that. These are all the points of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Anything else? We may say all this to increase the attentiveness of the readers. Definitely these mobiles and laptops and all these gadgets, no? They are definitely distractions in our Sravanam. But service is also there. One has to attend to certain things. Festival is there, Katha is going on. Someone who is coordinating the service has to be constantly on mobile. That you go here, you go there, like that. So we try to minimize our usage of we try to maximize our absorption in Sravanam and minimize our unnecessary dependence on mobiles or other gadgets. But when someone else is doing it, we need to understand that he is doing it for service. And if he is actually spacing out, you can go and suggest him. I understand. Yeah, joke. Okay.